Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Just the most I can really say about it at all.
That sounds like when I was DJing early on in my career. Like, well, that was a song. Anyway, here's the Chili Peppers.
Fox 19 out of East Cleveland, Ohio has this story. And there's a lot in this first sentence out of the story. An off-duty special deputy in Ohio shot a teenager after the portable toilet the deputy was in tipped over. He was working a secondary job in East Cleveland, and he needed to use the bathroom. And while he was inside, somebody tipped over the toilet, as people are known to do. So he was mad. When he got out and he was done, he encountered multiple people, one of whom he reported was pulling a gun from his waistband.
Sure he was.
So the deputy fired his weapon into the group,
as
you're supposed to do, and the group fled the scene in a vehicle. A little while later, 15-year-old shows up at University Hospital with a gunshot wound. Authorities think that was the teen who was shot by the deputy. Deputy was not hurt. Teen is expected to survive. There's some weirdness about who employs this deputy, technically, which is only going to matter when somebody decides whether he's going to be fired and did anything wrong here.
He's not currently employed by Cuyahoga County. However, he maintains his police commission through the sheriff's department. So
whatever that means, he works for somebody.
Different story said he might be looking at disciplinary action.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll just say this. I don't condone shooting a gun into a random group of people. I don't condone shooting somebody. If it was just one person standing there going, ha, 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 I tipped over the porta potty, you ran it. I don't condone shooting them. At the same time, I do understand a little bit, like, being that angry, because that's a disgusting, humiliating thing to happen to you when you're in a porta potty. And I guess I'll just say, if you're in this day and age, if you're the kind of idiot that's going to go around tipping over porta potties, maybe don't be shocked if somebody shoots you for doing it.
Here's my first problem with this is that, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe this is just worded poorly. We don't actually know if the teen that showed up at the hospital with a gunshot wound is the teen that tipped over the porta potty.
Right. They think it might have been him.
We know that this was the teen that was shot by the deputy, but the deputy fired into a group of people.
Right.
We do not know if the teen who was shot is actually the one that knocked over the porta potty.
Yeah.
It could have been just another teen that was with that group.
Yeah.
So that's my...
It's not even necessarily the kid who did it.
Right.
Or
it might have been a different kid.
Again, I doubt... 913-586-7798. Is it possible for one person to tip over a porta potty? I feel like that's a group activity.
I don't know.
I don't. That's what I'm asking.
I don't have any idea.
Quentin?
Resident expert in all things.
I'm imagining that one person could do it, but I feel like it would take time. And hopefully
he would get out of there by then.
To exit the porta potty.
Especially if there's a grown man in there. So it's going to be even heavier.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
You'd have to get it rocking.
Do porta potties?
I don't think
the
they're
show requires
down.
Me. Right. That's my question. Yeah. Are they? So you might not know that there's somebody in there, although I'm assuming the reason they tipped it over is because they knew there was a deputy in there.
Like when you lock it.
Yeah, it says
has like the little red
thing
on it.
But so I don't think they're nailed to the ground either. So I don't think it's as hard. It's not that hard because all you're taking is basically four aluminum walls or whatever they're made of or plastic and tipping it over. I think one person can do it.
I think so. I just think it would take, you know, it'd take a few seconds because you'd have to like get it rocking a little bit.
Yeah. So again, I understand him being mad, but it sounds like he
just fired willy-nilly into Grabugel.
Yeah, he just impulsively gets out of the, he pulls his pants up.
Yeah.
You know, they're laughing at him. Ha ha ha. We know what we did. And he just starts, he shoots and he hits a kid, but we don't know if this is the kid that did it.
My problem too is him saying that one of them had a gun.
Right.
It looked like one of, that's CYA.
That's the excuse that you
on
give.
His part. Yeah. And probably if you're wondering why this guy hasn't been fired or disciplined or even suspended yet, as far as we know, because there's no public announcement yet on that. It's because he said, well, I thought one of them had a gun.
Yeah, it was self-defense. I thought they were going to kill me.
And how likely is that really?
You're going to be able to... are you going to be able to prove that in any way?
No,
I assume there are no cameras around where this was.
Yeah.
Although we don't know exactly where this happened. It just says it was in East Cleveland.
Wherever that is. Yeah.
It was in East Cleveland. So we don't even know, like, was this a park or where was this?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there were cameras out. The group fled. The group of teens fled after this happened. You're probably never going to find. You're never going to prove if that kid actually had a gun.
Yeah.
You're never going to know that.
And shouldn't you have to prove it?
Yes.
Shouldn't he?
Yes.
I mean, shouldn't that be the burden? It's not going to be. That's they're going to say, well, he thought that they did, so that's good enough. And they were in the process of a felony that was assault.
Uh-uh. All you know for sure is that the kid that, you don't even know that for sure. You know that he fired into a group of kids. And the only reason you know that is because he hit one of them. So we don't even know how many kids were there. None of this can be proven. And he's the only one telling the story because he's the only one that can.
So the case is under investigation by Cuyahoga County Sheriff Detectives Bureau and Internal Affairs. Again, the shooter is a special deputy not employed by the county. He holds a commission through the sheriff's department. Outlets haven't reported any suspension, loss of commission, or criminal charges.
What is a special deputy?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Does like part time on the weekends maybe or something, or I don't know what a special deputy. My prediction is that this guy is fired. There's too much here. You can't prove.
Yeah.
Can't prove the kid had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, unless there are cameras. We also don't have the kid's version of the story yet. We don't have that teen's version of the story yet. He's expected to survive. My guess is they haven't talked to him yet.
My thing is if he's at a festival, that would have to have some sort of, you know, metal detectors to get in.
We have no idea. Yeah, if this was a festival.
This? Or it could have been just a park that, you know.
But even still, like, they have, you would at least think that they have some sort of, like, system, right? In today's day and age?
Cameras don't. I mean, not, parks don't always have cameras. And so.
From the text line, that's what Dwight Schrute was on The Office. He was a special deputy.
Yeah,
I forgot
really
about
that. That really helps their case out.
And a bunch of information from the text line as far as porta potties. Thanks so much, so many of you, for saying whether one person can do it. It's easier than you think. I tipped over a porta potty with my friend in it. He was mad, but he didn't shoot me. They're plastic with a little bit of water in them, and generally they're not secure to the ground. I guess I've seen shows and stuff where they get pushed over, but usually it's more than one person pushing it.
Yeah, I'm just hesitant to say like it would be quick about it because they're not top heavy.
Yeah.
So I think it would take just a little bit. You know, as a guy, depending on what you're doing in there, you know, you may have an opportunity to escape.
I'm so frustrated that every media outlet I look at has the exact same version of the story with no other details than anybody else. I'm looking at least tell me what this location was. Like, I have an address. I mean, I guess we can look at a map and see what is at this address. Maybe we should do that and just see what's around that area. But it doesn't look like it was even a park. I don't know what, almost like it was, Because this looks to be in a it's 1600 East 133rd Street in East Cleveland. View the larger map. Yeah. It looks like it was just a residential street. The street view that I have, although I don't know why the porta potties would be out there, but these are just houses. This is just a there's no parkland. I don't know why the porta potty was up. Maybe there was construction in the area, and so you had the porta potties up for the guys working construction. I'm going to bet. Now, what you have the chance of is that there are a lot of houses there if you have Ring doorbell camera footage.
Yeah. Well, somebody brought up a really good point on the text line. They said, wouldn't the kids probably have been filming it?
That's a good point. Are they going to turn over that footage?
Yeah. Or is it available somewhere online that we're not aware of?
I bet
or something?
That accidentally got deleted.
Worldstar.com. So, yeah.
This is 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. See, the worst part about this, as far as the deputy is concerned, if he had just acted reasonably and not pulled out his gun and fired it at a bunch of kids, then he could have charged them with assault or anything. They would be in a lot of trouble because I don't think anybody would dispute that what they did was illegal.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing to push over a porta potty. It's another thing to do it with somebody in there. It's another thing to do it with a cop in there. Or whatever he is, but it seems like he could have just been like, oh, you think that was funny? You know, it's going to be really funny. You're going to be spending the next 3 months in juvie.
Okay. Here's the special deputy part. Ohio has long allowed county sheriffs to appoint special deputies who volunteer their time and equipment to help with security and enforcement around their communities. These special hires are required to undergo peace officer training and meet strict guidelines in order to serve. So not overly trained, I assume. Not
apparently.
Not really, really trained.
Yeah.
All that well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was mad because he was embarrassed because he was quite literally caught with his pants down, and he sees a group of kids that are probably making fun of him, and he did the kid really have a gun?
Yeah.
Or did he not have a gun? Or did you just make that excuse up so that?
That's
how it feels.
Because we see that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I'm not trying to cast aspersions on to the police officers who put their lives on the line every day for us. But we see that all the time in stories where it's like, I thought one of them had a gun, so I just fired. No, you fired at them because you were humiliated and you were assaulted and you wanted to punish them. I get it. But you can't do that.
Right.
You cannot go to that level. You can't amplify what they did because the penalty for what they did to you is not the death penalty.
It also doesn't fit. I mean, they embarrassed you.
Yeah.
You shot them.
Right. There's a huge difference.
Not okay.
Huge disconnect. 913-586-7798. A lot of people are defending the deputy, though.
If you want to call in, we have phone lines ringing. We can
chat. Yeah, I can hear from you. If the kids would not have tipped over the porta potty, they wouldn't have gotten shot.
How do I explain this? Number one, he's law enforcement. He claims that as far as he knows, this isn't the group of kids that knocked that. He doesn't know who knocked it over because he didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as he knows, he walks out of the porta potty and he just sees a group of kids there. No, you don't get to. If somebody breaks into your house, that's not a good analogy. It didn't fit. It wasn't proportional. You don't get to just do whatever you want.
Right. It's about a proportional response.
Yeah.
Because you could say if that guy didn't drive next to you in traffic, then he wouldn't have gotten shot.
If he hadn't given me the finger,
right.
then he wouldn't have been shot. Well, no.
That dismisses proportional response because what you're saying is basically anybody at any point deserves to get shot for doing anything that is, you know, illegal or unethical.
Also,
and that's just not the case.
That doesn't require a response.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, frankly, neither does somebody giving you a finger. That doesn't require a response.
From the text line, I would have shot him. Stand your ground.
But
how is
that
stand your ground?
Stop.
Again,
this isn't your house.
He claims he saw somebody with a gun in their waistband. If that was the case, then why did they run away when he pulled out his gun then?
Right.
Oh, you've got a gun too. Oh no, time to run. Come on. 913-586-7798. The individual charged in Wyandotte County for second degree murder at the jail is a special deputy. In that story. So I don't know. I don't know what special deputy means though.
I read you the.
Yeah, I know you did, but it still, it seems like it could be different based on different areas.
And I don't know, do they have the same powers?
And what they mean by lack of training.
That's a concern.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good shot.
Was he?
I mean, he hit a kid. I don't know if he shot who he was aiming for, but he hit a kid.
Yeah.
Who hopefully will be okay and live to tell his side of all of this.
Yeah.
And then that'll be interesting.
913-586-7798. You know what? We're pretty much getting the same response from this. I just want to move on. Let's move on to something fun.
Coming up, let's talk about Nate
coming Bargatze. Up. Nate Bargatze was at T-Mobile and in Kansas City for two nights, and he met somebody really special. He met with Andy Reid
and Creed Humphrey.
The Andy Reid thing. Well, we'll talk about it coming up. That makes sense to me so much that Nate Bargatze and Andy Reid would meet and get along.
Mm-hmm.
They have the
don't they seem like kind of
they
the
have
same?
Like the same vibe in a way. Yeah. We'll talk about that next.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Comedian Nate Bargatze, who this past Sunday, I'm getting my weeks confused. He hosted the Emmys last weekend, whenever it was, most recently. And he was at T-Mobile Center. Was it two weeks ago?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was he hosted the Emmys the weekend before last.
It was before he came here.
Yes.
It was the Sunday before he came here.
Right.
And then he came here. Yeah. And he did shows on Friday and Saturday at T-Mobile Center. If you don't know him, 2 years ago, he wasn't as big or 3 years ago, I guess. Nobody really knew who he was. He had done some Netflix specials. He'd been a working comedian, kind of trying to work his way up. I found him on TikTok. And he was here last year or 2 years ago, maybe, at T-Mobile Center. And I saw him there. And he was great. But he didn't really mention the Chiefs. He didn't really understand. Like, he didn't do a really good job, like, relating to Kansas City. He didn't. It was really good and it was really funny, but he barely mentioned the Chiefs being a thing here. Since then, he's now hosted SNL twice. Mm-hmm. He has Nate Land, which is an entertainment company. He is producing sitcoms now. He's got a really big podcast. He's a bigger deal now than he was then. So he came back this past Friday and Saturday. I believe both Dana and Sam Stevie went to one of those shows. And you can tell he's a bigger deal now.
Yeah, he also was at Big Slick a few years ago as well, though he wasn't as big of a deal when he was there. It was just like one of
many. 2019.
Yeah, 2019. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so he met with Andy Reid when he was here, got jerseys and
which
and
he didn't
like,
do last time. Yeah. I mean, there was none of that last time. He was in and out last Humphrey. Time.
The reason I was saying he and Andy Reid seem like peas in a pod is they're both really funny without trying to be funny at mm-hmm. all. Like, I find Andy Reid to be hysterical. And I don't think he is in any way, shape, or form ever trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. Like, my favorite thing about Andy Reid, my favorite quote from him was when they won the AFC Championship game in 2019. And he was interviewed about it later. They said, so what did you do that night? Like, after the game, he went, I ate a cheeseburger and went to bed.
Yeah. Kind of the same deadpan delivery.
Yes.
You know, yeah. kind of the same timing. So Creed Humphrey's girlfriend, they went and they both brought a custom made Bargatze Chiefs jersey for him.
That's
as
nice.
Well.
Yeah.
Also Eric Stone Street, who must spend a lot more time here than I realize. He just got married. He has a house here. They got married at his house here. He was at the show and mate with Nett Bargatze at the same time. Photos all over Instagram.
You think
that kind of thing?
Real quick, you think it's better, like, for Eric Stone Street to be here or to be in LA? Because I was thinking, like, well, if you're in LA, then you know you're constantly having to work or you're always being hounded by people and stuff. But if you're here, you go out in public and everyone's like, "Hey, it's Eric Stone Street."
Yeah.
You wouldn't be ever left alone. It'd be better to be in LA where you're like a B celebrity and not hounded as much.
More people are going to notice you here and care.
Right.
Than in Los Angeles.
But you know, maybe he loves it. He's not like us.
Nate Bargatze also had dinner and got a reservation at 1587 Prime while he was here.
Oh, wow.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I wonder if he had to wait in the queue too.
Is he the biggest stand-up comic right now?
Boy, it sure seems like it. Because he is absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially after he hosted SNL that first time.
That
just changed
Dream
everything.
Thing was huge, yeah.
Yeah, he did a Christmas variety show last year. It just seems like he's everywhere. And if you don't know his comedy, what I love about the fact that he's such a big deal now is that he's clean comedy. He prides himself on that. His dad is a magician and sometimes will open for him. But he's always said, I want my parents and he's got a daughter and my family to be able to come to my shows and me not be embarrassed or them not be embarrassed by the content. One of the other things he said, he gave an interview, and one of the other things he said is that he really is looking at getting out of stand-up and really wants to be an actor more and start, but he really wants to produce content. He said, we don't have up-and-coming comedians right now. He's like, we need to be really growing the next crop of entertainers and comedians and give them a place to grow. He said they don't really have that right now.
That's interesting.
Which is an interesting, well, I think that's what he's looking forward
to. Why is that? Is it they're all going, they're just doing TikTok and
maybe they're all on just streaming and they're not doing shows.
Cause I know people have complained about like SNL has had the same cast
not now,
but for years SNL had
Lauren
the same
Michaels
cast
cleaned house.
And it's like, where are they going to get the next cast from? Like kids aren't doing improv as much.
Right.
They're not doing performing. They're not doing stand-up as, don't get me wrong, they're still doing it, but it's not to the level that it was in the 90s or 2000s.
Or it's either we don't have enough or we have too many kind of competing for the same very small space. You know, like you've got the John Mulaney's and the ones that have their variety specials and a dozen names that we can mention, maybe more. But after that, we don't have some of the mid-level. I mean, I could name a few that I follow on YouTube that I would go see. Like Henry Cho is coming here. He's coming to the Uptown Theater in 2 weeks, I believe. So, I mean, there's still some B level, but he said there's no, we don't have the places for them to learn to be funnier.
It is crazy. Like how many actors started on SNL, like comedians started on SNL.
It's huge.
Like when people, my parents were explained, like Will Ferrell started on SNL.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
You're going to be shocked when you find out how many people started on SNL.
There were a lot of people that started on SNL and I didn't know. I just always thought of them as actors. And then you look back and they got their start on SNL.
Yeah. Okay. So I want Quentin to play an audio clip here for a second. It doesn't really apply to what we're talking about, but it's Nate Bargatze. So a few nights ago, I could not sleep. And I mean, seriously, not sleep. And Nate Bargatze is just really funny and I like his delivery. And so I was just going onto YouTube and looking for just stand-up clips of him that I had not seen. And I thought of this for me because I'm up at 4:30 in the morning every day. And I thought of this for Quentin because you complain about having to get up at like 7 or 8. And you think that that's a hardship for you.
Yeah, I'm a sleep princess. I get
So I'll set this up a little bit because we left this part out. But he talked about he did a big international tour. He went to Australia, went to New Zealand. He went to all these places. And he talks about going to Australia. And that's 14, 16 hours, something like that on a flight. And the difficulty in dealing with the jet lag of that. And here's what he said.
I woke up early. I woke up at 5:45 a.m. And I don't ever wake up that early. So I was like first in line at the breakfast buffet. Here's what I will tell you. When you get up at 5:45 a.m., noon is pretty far away. I mean, you will bet your life it's noon and it's maybe 8:30. By 6 p.m., it's like, how are people out? Why won't the sun go down?
I just thought of you. And there was a little more in there, but I thought of you. I thought of the show. I'm like, I'm up at 4:30. He thinks noon is late. I'm like, yeah, it's 1:30 right now.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That is such an apt description, though, of when you get up too early.
Oh, yeah. Like you want lunch at 10 a.m. You know this from working mornings. Oh, I know this from working way earlier mornings.
It's torture.
It's your day is just not.
I would end my day at 10:30 in the morning.
I used to go home on Friday mornings. I would leave here after producing the morning show at 10. I love Fridays because I could just go home and sleep.
Yeah.
And it was the best sleep I got all week. I'd fall asleep at 11, wake up at 6, and then go out.
And then, I would feel like such a loser because on Fridays, I'd be like, I want to have a drink.
At like 11 in the morning.
At 11 in the morning.
You're a shift worker, and they don't have places to go.
My kids and my wife would come home and like, hey, everybody, how you doing? I'm just going to go pass out on the couch.
Yeah.
I love him. There is a controversy in the comedy world right now. Have you heard about this? The Saudi, it's worth talking about. You know how there's like the Saudi golf tournament where, what is that called, Quentin?
I know what you're talking about.
You don't know the name of it?
I don't. I'm sure I'll think of it.
They got a bunch of, if you could look it up, they got a bunch of, and this too, they got a bunch of golfers to play over in Saudi Arabia because the royal family has a ton of money. Live Golf, thank you. And then they do it here and it's like it's different and it's cool and whatever. They're trying to do basically the same thing with stand-up comedy, and they had this big stand-up comedy showcase over in Riyadh. It's hosted by the Saudi royal family. You know, the people that brought you 9/11, the people who brought you the murder of Daniel Khashoggi, and other journalists, and people like Bill Burr and major comedians. Mm-hmm. Nate Bargatze is not one of them, though he did perform in Riyadh at one point.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was for them necessarily. But yeah, it's this big comedy show with these comedians taking tons of money to go be there. And so there's other comedians who maybe weren't invited or have principals who are like, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys are going and performing. You're basically court jesters for these monsters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, it'd be one thing if it was just like Sinbad and like Kevin Hart. And I'm trying to think of other comedians, the puppet guy. You know, I think there's a poster for him over there.
What? Over where?
I can't remember his name.
Where are you pointing?
You know, the public
guy. Over there?
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham. There's one like over on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
I thought you meant like over there as in our little whiteboard of the words that are banned.
Scott's Iron Maiden thing.
I didn't know where
there Jeff,
was.
Okay. Jeff Dunham. That's what I was thinking.
Ventriloquist.
If it was just him, whatever.
I like that you said that the way he says stuff to me sometimes, which is, how would you not know that? They're called ventriloquists,
he
says.
You said puppet guy. Like
puppet guy's right. Anyway.
Actually, a puppet guy is a puppeteer. A ventriloquist is... What's the difference between a puppeteer and a ventriloquist?
I have no idea.
One has strings. The other one is making the ventriloquist has, quote unquote puppet talk.
That's a marionettist. Thank you very much.
Well, we don't know anything, you guys. The text line's probably losing its mind.
How dare you reduce a marionettist to just puppet guy? You foul people. But anyway, if it was just like them, like the typical, like, we'll do anything for money guys, but it, like Bill Burr, you know, is supposed to be like this hardcore, like anti, but he's supposed to be like edgy. Like, I'm not taking money from the Saudi family. Nope. He is. He's going over there. Pay me. Give me tons of money.
When is this?
This is not happening. It's like this weekend or something. Okay. Yeah. It's huge. Anyway, coming up.
Well, hold on a second. Let me go to squirrel on comedy for half a second. Also, yeah. Quentin, I might need you to look this up. Sometimes I'll just see things on like Facebook videos or YouTube clips, and I don't click on them more to learn more information. What was John Mulaney doing at Wrigley Field this week? Why is he's doing something significant and unique with the Cubs. He's from Chicago. At Wrigley Field next year. He's like, I'm going to be the first person to do this thing next year at Wrigley Field.
Literally the first person, he's first comedian to play Wrigley. At Wrigley Field.
Yeah. What do you mean play? Oh, like to do before, a show at Wrigley Field?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
He was in the press box at Wrigley this week, and he was up there like talking and doing stuff and promoting the fact that they've never had a comedian. They don't do a lot of concerts at Wrigley.
Yeah, because Billy Joel like played Wrigley, and it was one of the first show, yeah. concerts to be there. I think
and
Pearl
that wasn't
Jam,
that long ago.
John Pearl Mulaney, Jam playing, played Wrigley.
Did Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, say that did? To me again.
He sang Take Me Out.
John Mulaney did?
Yeah.
Is there audio of that anywhere?
I'm sure there is. That's what they do now since Harry Carey passed. Mm-hmm. They have like celebrities come up and do. Bill Murray does it a lot because he's always at Cubs games.
Yes. Also a big Chicago fan. Yeah.
Yeah. John Mulaney's from Chicago, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. And he's a big fan of Chicago. Yeah. Like I think he went to Northwestern.
No, he went to Columbia.
Who went to Northwestern that I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
But he has a lot of roots in Chicago, and he talks, and you can hear it in his voice a little bit, that he's got a little bit of that Chicago in him.
Yeah.
So that would be cool.
Whatever that voice is.
It's just the A's are pronounced differently.
He does have a very unique way of talking.
If you're from Chicago, you say Chicago, not Chicago.
Friggin'
Chicago.
You talk like the super fans there.
Oh, that's like...
That's like Wisconsin.
Ditka.
All right, coming up, people are sharing the foods that they think are way overhyped. It's the 1 o'clock hour. It's close enough to lunch, and we're going to talk about overhyped foods. What do you think is the most overhyped food? Text it in right now to the text line at 913-586-7798.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I mean, he's not a singer, clearly.
But every time he's on SNL, by the way, for those of you on the podcast, it was John Mulaney singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. Every time he's on SNL, they do a musical sketch, though, where he sings, and he sings okay.
So he must have been trying to be
like Harry Carey.
A little different, I guess.
I'm sure they've done this with Will Ferrell, probably, as Harry Carey before. They should do that if they haven't. All right. What foods are overrated?
Here's how they put this. They Reddit's great for stuff like this.
Yep.
And BuzzFeed picked this up. They said, what food was the biggest disappointment once you actually finally tried it? My initial thought when you said overrated before I looked at this list is it is still really a trend to put a fried runny egg on everything. I do not enjoy that. That is not my, yesterday I was at a restaurant, I had happy hour with friends and I had a BLT.
Yeah.
And they said, would you like us to put a fried egg on it? I said, absolutely not. No way. Eggs don't belong on everything.
Yeah.
Runny eggs don't belong on everything.
That's dangerous for you to say absolutely. And then follow it with something else. Follow it with no.
He got it. There was not an egg on my pizza sandwich.
That's a very dangerous play at a restaurant when you're like, absolutely not. No.
I was okay with it. I felt good about it. He was paying attention.
It's always a gamble, though.
That's kind of not where this went. This went to the biggest disappointment once you finally tried it. I agree with a few of these. A couple of these I'm going to highly dispute because how dare you?
Okay. Truffle oil fries, expected gourmet, but they tasted greasy and artificial.
If you ask chefs, like actual good chefs, the... ingredients that people like to have at home that they would never go near, it is truffle oil. It's because it's not, it's overpowering.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever used it. I guess I've had truffle fries before and never knew what they were. They didn't taste good.
Because they taste like mushrooms.
Yeah. And I don't like mushrooms.
It's like putting mushrooms on your fries.
Anyway, Dubai chocolate.
That's a big thing I've never had.
It wasn't even close to being good for all the hype that it got.
Incredibly expensive.
I wonder if that comment was made by an American who's only had Hershey chocolate their entire life.
Interestingly, maybe, Hershey's chocolate shows up later.
Well, that's because it's garbage.
You hate milk chocolate, which is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I like the actual taste of chocolate.
Oh, my God.
And not the taste of
so you don't like
vomit
milk.
Stuff.
Okay. You don't like sweet milk.
He doesn't like sweets.
And chocolate mixed together.
Yeah, I like the taste
you like
of
chalky
chocolate.
Bitter.
not that garbage that they try and tell you is chocolate.
I prefer dark chocolate over milk chocolate. And like I said, one of the greatest things ever made at Trader Joe's is the dark chocolate peanut butter cup. It's amazing. It's got the bitter and the sweet and salty. It's great.
It tastes like chalk to me. The McRib.
Do you like that?
I don't think I've ever had a McRib, believe
You've
it or not.
You've never had a McRib?
No, no. Katie likes them.
Quentin's never had a McRib. I don't know why I'm looking at you.
They have onions all over them, and they look messy as hell. Like, I mean, I get it without onions, I guess, but they just look messy. I don't know.
Okay.
I've never had one. I don't like messy food.
I like them. I think they're great.
Why would I want pressed meat like that? Like, I don't even know.
Because it's tasty.
Also, I don't like raw onions on just like in general.
Okay.
I enjoy them. Like, if you sauteed them, then we could have
a
conversation.
I thought I was a snob,
I like sauteed onions.
I don't think he's a snob. I think he overthinks things.
So do I. So do you. But
yeah, but I don't. I can set that aside to enjoy stuff. I think
same.
Quentin, but I think you enjoy overthinking things.
I hate
Would that be accurate?
I'd like it.
I
to
think
end.
That's the difference between Quentin and us.
Yeah,
is he enjoys picking things apart?
Give it 20
whereas
years.
We're like, I just wish I could enjoy life instead of overthinking it. But I think you actually enjoy that, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Wish I could just buy something and choose it in 5 minutes instead of researching for 3 days.
Fondant. Why would you think fondant would ever be good? It's literally basically Play-Doh that they put on. It's edible. Oh, it's gross. You want to ruin a cake covered in fondant. Turkish Delight.
I don't know what this is.
I think that's a British thing.
Quentin, do you know what it is?
I do not know.
This is not in the brain of random. He's not going to.
Turkish Delight or Lochem is a family of confections based on a gel of starch and sugar. Premium varieties consist largely of chopped dates and pistachios.
This looks like the picture that I have in front of me. It looks like watermelon. It looks like watermelon cut into cubes.
Yeah. Never had it. Never seen it.
Never.
Fine.
Yeah, I've never had it either.
That was on there. Crumble cookies. I disagree. Crumble cookies are damn good.
Is it Dana that raves about crumble or is that Insomnia cookies? Dana really loves one or the other.
They're both good.
I can't remember.
Even baked same day, they were stale and were just okay. That's also like...
Sounds like you just had a bad experience.
I was going to say, with a lot of these, how do you know if you just had it once and you were like, nope, that was overrated, that was bad.
Because I've had crumble cookies before and I think they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I do have a problem when like cookies, like you can make them overcomplicated and I think that's a lot of the stuff that people say are overrated. It's because you took a simple thing and you like blew it out of proportion and it didn't need to be like the fries.
Right.
You don't need to make it super complicated, and it's delicious.
Can I go off real second? One second, come back. Finn, my 9-year-old, doesn't. We had all that pulled pork.
All the pork that you were going to freeze,
and we have frozen it now, apparently. But he didn't want to eat it. He's like, I don't eat pork. I don't want pork. I don't eat it. And I was like, Why don't you eat pork? And he was like, because baby pigs are cute. And I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't want to argue with him. I was like, if you don't want to eat, I respect that. The next day, I came downstairs, and he was eating sausages, pork sausages.
Did he understand that they were pork?
He did not.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, you realize that those are sausages? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, never mind. I'll just let you have it. I'm not gonna take this away from you. Because if you honestly think, I don't eat pork because I'm eating a little baby pig, and you have your mouth full of little baby pig, I'm not going to traumatize you. I'm not going to make you feel bad about it.
You're not going to try to correct him on his inaccuracy of what he's
eating?
He
didn't know that
eating.
It was pork. He just thought sausage is sausage. He also didn't understand pepperoni is also pork.
I'm having deja vu. Didn't we have him on the air once and question him about where certain foods came from?
Maybe.
We did. Didn't we?
I think, yeah.
A long time ago, 2 months ago?
Maybe.
See, my brain went into another direction.
Yeah.
I was thinking it'd be really fun if you showed him a chick.
And be like, this is, but you're fine with eating this.
Yes.
No, because then he'll think I'm a monster for eating those things.
Right. See, that's where we're different.
All right. I'm a big fan of number 8. I drink a lot of sparkling water. Club soda, sparkling water, bubble water, whatever you want to put it. Because I don't drink regular water very much. I always think it smells bad, even though it doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't buy LaCroix because that is way more expensive than the other stuff that Aldi sells.
I love the description of this. It's not amazing. It's overrated liquid static. That's what sparkling water is.
Word in there that we can't say.
That is actually very an apt description of what drinking sparkling water is.
I like it, but
I don't mind it, but I think that's an apt description. It kind of tastes like drinking static.
Hershey's chocolate is number 10, Quentin.
That's good.
What even is it?
It's also a good
Somebody
question.
Somebody says. So it's Hershey's chocolate
donuts from Dunkin'.
They may look pretty.
Do they?
I don't know. They have hearts on this one.
They're not. They look like they were. They're the most processed donuts you are ever gonna. And don't get me wrong. I don't mind Dunkin' Donuts. I had to eat that all the time when I was in Boston. They were constantly at the radio station I was at. I wasn't going to turn down a free meal, but they're not good looking.
Next, people are going to try and defend Krispy Kreme.
Okay, after the break, I want to talk. You two are just giving each other daggers.
I was hesitating because I was like, I agree with you 100% on Krispy Kreme, but I don't want to sit here and talk smack on something because that's the kind of thing where like, you know, we can talk about anything on the air and people don't threaten my life, but I said I don't like Krispy Kreme and all of a sudden I'm getting death threats.
Or suddenly they're an advertiser and we didn't know it.
That could be too.
That's happened.
Yeah, that has happened.
All right, coming up, I want to defend number 13.
Number 13?
To the end of my life.
All right.
Yes.
What is a food that you heard was great and then you tried it and you were really disappointed? You can just text them in 913-586-7798. More of this coming up on Midday.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
BuzzFeed picked up this list. Popular foods that you tried, you thought you were going to be amazed, and you were disappointed. Number 13 on this list is a macaron. Not to be confused with a macaroon, which is that coconut blob thing. A macaron is a very delicate, very meticulously crafted cookie. It's like a sandwich cookie, but they're brilliant colors. They have different flavors. There's different flavor on the sandwich part on the inside. They are incredibly expensive to buy. And I mean, $3 or $4 a piece. And they are a little bit bigger than a quarter. They're gorgeous in a box. They're a great gift.
Yeah, those things.
These are on the list. I love them. This is my favorite dessert of all time.
That seems like, why is there such a, there's a difference in the taste and quality of them, but there's one letter difference between macaron and macaroon.
Completely different items.
It seems like so confusing if you went into a bakery. Yeah, we got macaroons.
I hate coconut. If you accidentally give me a macaroon, I'm going to throw it back in your face.
Welcome to French.
Right. Yeah.
But they're really hard to make and I don't bake. So I appreciate that they're difficult and worth it.
All right. So I don't think I've actually had a macaroon. I've had macaroons occasionally, and I would agree that they're fine.
I don't like coconut.
I like coconut, and they're still whatever.
I've had macaroni. Does that count?
No.
I was going to say, and then you have macaroni.
It doesn't count for anything. Macarons are, it's like a really popular challenge on MasterChef to try to get everyday chefs to know how to do this. You can overcook them really fast.
Yeah.
And you know it the second you bite into it if it's overdone.
A lot of them from the text line. Lobster.
That's on this list.
That's on there.
Mm-hmm. Same. Not my thing.
I would argue any and all sea bugs.
Yeah. I don't like seafood in general.
Oh God, I love seafood.
Yeah. I just can't take
shrimp,
it.
Shrimp? Do you consider shrimp a sea bug? I like shrimp.
Shrimp could be an exception, but yeah. I was crabs.
That's called crab. Just crab.
I would say anything like mussels or oysters.
I love oysters.
All of those
mussels.
Fall
I don't
into this category.
I'll tell you a restaurant that, again, I don't know. Hopefully they're not a sponsor at any point. Maybe they've gotten better. But Five Guys, when they started moving into the area like 15 years ago, I was told it's the best hamburger you're ever going to have. And I had it and I was like, tastes like something I would have made at home.
People love their french fries. Their french fries are usually the top of every list of french
because
fries.
Because it's like your bag will be 90% french fries and at the bottom there'll be a hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Brussels sprouts. What?
I like them with bacon.
But who was telling you Brussels sprouts are so good?
Because with bacon, they're good.
Their reputation is that they're the food kids hate.
They're having a moment.
All right. Coming up.
Nothing.
Dana and Parks. We will be...
them. I thought you were going to tease something. I'm like, we're done.
No, Dana and Parks. We will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. doing the Friday list at noon. It's best things about fall and so much more. Love you guys. See you then. Bye.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.